This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services provides signature support for our program. And one of our favorite guests, General Russell Honoré, is with us. He is here to talk about the Green Army at the Capitol, that is in the state capitol. But as we know, General Honoré was also in charge of leading the investigation into the insurrection at the nation's capital on January 6th, and we will talk with him about that and more. And if you would like to join our conversation, the general is always ready for anybody who wants to pose a question to him. 877-217-5757. talk@talklouisiana.org is our email address. But before we talk about matters at capitals, yesterday at LSU, William Tate IV became the president and chancellor of Louisiana State University, the first African-American to hold the position. We haven't confirmed it, but he may very well be the first African-American to hold any position of this kind in the Southeastern Conference. And LSU, as Mark Ballard reports in the pages of The Advocate, did not have a black student and undergraduate until the year of 1953. So it is a historic move. And before we get to the general and his assessment of what this means, let's go to William Tate IV.
I'm really grateful for it as I reflect historically in my own personal journey. It's a huge moment for me individually just being a president, period. But this part of history to me is very special. I think that we need to have and be a model for the rest of the United States of America in how to handle Title IX. If you think that this is the only institution in this country that is dealing with this matter, that is not unfortunately the case. So I've got to be a quick study, come to understand the needs and the desires of the folks here, and then organize us in a way that we might be able to attain the goals related to what the community wants to be in the future.
All right. The vote was 15-0 by the board. As we reported yesterday, the board was divided between William Tate and Jim Henderson, who gallantly trudged forward and put his name on the line. And, of course, he has a big job as head of the University of Louisiana system where he will stay. But as these things go, in an effort to show cohesion, LSU's board decided to vote unanimously for William Tate IV, and that's a good move. His target date for starting is July 2nd. The details of his contract need to be worked out, but it's fair to say that William Tate IV, who leads the university, will earn nowhere near the amount of money that Kim Mulkey just got paid to become women's basketball coach. So that kind of says something about our priorities in Louisiana. And General Honoré, this man will come to LSU as a person who has not worked in academia in Louisiana, but he was provost at the University of South Carolina. He's qualified. The board decided to hire him. What does this mean, if anything, right now?
Well, it means a big challenge for him and a challenge to the board, because each day there are more reports coming out of issues between staff and faculty and Title IX issues and harassment issues. The university's got to get past this. I hope that the board will allow him to do his job. He acts at the direction of the board. And I think many people have eloquently said it. We need a cultural shift at the university. The university has such a powerful brand, one of the most powerful brand in the world, LSU Tigers.
That's right.
And that brand has taken some beatings and chips on it, and that needs to be cleaned up. And much of that, I think, emanated from the board, and things that were allowed and not allowed, and putting more emphasis sometime on athletics than on academics. And you know who the best football player at LSU is, but you don't know who the best professor is or who the smartest student is who might have invented something. There's 10 times, look at the size of the sports page, and there's no academic page. That tells you something right there. And that's not just LSU, that's universally. You can watch sports all day long. Turn on the channel and see how much you can hear professors and leaders in this country talking about innovation and education. It's not there. So we need a cultural shift. The most important thing happening at that university is academics and its impact, because it's an agriculture and mechanical college. It should be so focusing on solving the problems for the people of Louisiana and the problem of this nation. And I hope they can get back on track with that. And congratulations to President Tate.
877-217-5757 for General Russell Honore. Let's go to Colette in White Oak. Colette, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning.
Yes, hi. Good morning. General Honore, I would love you to run for governor, but that's not what my comment is about. This is about our current legislative system, and we've got a thing that's really a thorn in my paw right now, which is our park system. We have a gentleman, unfortunately, he's my representative right now, and he's trying to break up our park system here. Everyone I've talked to, they're scratching their heads. They don't understand why this effort is being promoted. When we have an award-winning park system, it's better than it's ever been since I've lived in Baton Rouge for over 30 years. And it's like he's wanting to tear this park system apart, and it's supporting everybody.
All right. And she's referring to Bodie White, who lost narrow race for the mayorship of Baton Rouge what year was that? It was when Sharon Weston Broom was elected. Mm-hmm. So we're talking 2016.
Yeah.
And a scaled-down version of his original proposal cleared the Senate Municipal Affairs Committee 5-1 late Wednesday night, sending the measure to the full Senate for the debate. It would divide the East Baton Rouge Parks and Recreation System. What do you think?
I think it's stupid. On why the Louisiana legislature is getting involved what's going on in East Baton Rouge Parish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's got his entire committee, that is finance budget committee, co-sponsored his bill because he hold them hostage because he's in charge of everybody's body. I think it's stupid that people from Monroe, one of his co-signers is Senator Tarver from Shreveport. What does a senator in Shreveport give a you-know-what about the parks in Baton Rouge? It makes no sense. And they do this all the time in the legislature. They come into Baton Rouge or they go into New Orleans and impose their will. They can tell us, Mayor, no, you don't need any more new taxes. No, you will not do anything with the convention center. They're meddling for a group of people that say local rule rules.
Right.
They're constantly meddling in it. And it's basically a stupid bill. I think he's trying to recreate what happened in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, break up the city. And that was led by another effort that I didn't support. And now this break up the parks, I think, is just another thing on his checklist to break up the city of Baton Rouge. We got a good park system all around town. It's well-maintained. And whatever part of the parish you go to is well-maintained, with recreation for youth sports, golf. I mean, they're doing a good job. So ending up with three or four different parks department, there's a level of efficiency in the organization and where it is that I think we will lose. And I hope the governor veto this bill.
All right. Well, the governor may be pulling out his veto pen a time or two based on what is going on in the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the president of the United States was in Louisiana. Impressive that Joe Biden would visit a state he lost by 400,000 votes. In Lake Charles and in New Orleans, talking about infrastructure. We know we've got huge needs, not only in our state, but in our country, which President Biden noted. By the way, he looks good in a suit. It's nice to have a slim president. General Honore, your thoughts about why Joe Biden would come here, because it's unlikely he's going to pick off any votes from the Republicans on Capitol Hill, but he chose Louisiana. Why?
We've got a lot of infrastructure problems. The I-10 bridge. What many people skip is the deterioration of that bridge is much due to pollution that came out of the plants there in Westlake that deteriorated the concrete at the base. And putting that bridge is not going to be any small feat. You know, it's the joke that nobody talks about. When you go through the Calcasieu, you could pop into the Chico Aquifer that provide all those parishes over there with water. This is just the beginning of the S show. When it comes to that bridge, because that bridge lifespan has been deteriorated because of the impact of the pollution that deteriorated the concrete at the base of it. So that's going to be a hard bridge to replace.
Joe in Iberia Parish. Joe, you're on with General Russell Honore. Hi, Joe.
Hi, General. My question, you touched on the LSU being such a strong and powerful brand. As a Louisiana native, one of the things that always struck me about it is how powerful it was, and is even as my life took me to live outside of the state, it's such a recognizable brand, and it's anybody anywhere recognizes it immediately. And coming back, I realize the marketing behind that brand is so powerful. If it physically exists, they put an LSU label on it and sell it.
All right, we're going to get the General's take on this. And the new man in Tigertown is William F. Tate IV. He will be the president and chancellor come second day of July. We'll talk about that and more with General Honore after this 90-second pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. General Russell Honore is in the house. We'll spend the hour with him. And if you're so inclined, we do have some folks lined up to talk with him. But if you want to get in, you get a busy signal, be patient, 877-217-5757. And Joe in Iberia Parish discussed the LSU brand, and I think the brand yesterday got a boost with all the controversy that LSU has been absorbing, rightfully so in many cases. And in this case, LSU did something progressive in hiring a person of color as its president and chancellor in William F. Tate IV. Now, one of my little pet peeves is that in this day and time, a lot of people go through their whole career and you never find out exactly how old they are. And when you're in public life, that should be part of the public record. And we looked and we couldn't find anywhere where there was a mention of the age or birth date of one William F. Tate IV. Same thing happened when Joe Oliva was hired as AD. And then when we asked him, he wouldn't even tell us when he was born. And we had to get Amin Walker of First Financial and also of Walker Investigations to find out that Joe Oliva's birthday is actually 6/27/1953. Well, Amin Walker has sprung into action, and this man Tate, he's a youthful-looking gentleman, but he's taken good care of himself. According to Amin, it appears that his birthday is 6/29/1955, which makes him 65 years old. So LSU just hired a senior citizen as its president and chancellor, if that number is correct. And Amin is usually right. So 65-year-old guy, in the old days, they'd say, look, you got to go out to pasture. But now he's just getting started in this age. I kind of like that, General.
Well, being 73, he's 65, Joe Biden age. I think, 65 is a new 55 is a new 65. But that being said, I think one good thing about it, he know the door he's walking in, he can walk back out. He's had a successful career. Come in, try to do what's right, and don't be intimidated. Follow the law. The governor's behind him. He's passing some legislation. And use the all the aspects of the law. If somebody break the law, call the sheriff or the police and let the district attorney deal with it and stop this NFL. We're going to investigate ourselves, and we'll tell you if we want to tell you. People break the law, let the law deal with them.
All right. Well, the question, and it was more of a statement than a question, about the brand at LSU
and
how LSU uses this to promote and to reap money for the university, lots of money for the athletic department. And The Advocate, which has done a wonderful job reporting on the LSU scandal, it pays money, actually pays money, to be noted as the official newspaper of LSU sports. I don't know why an entity like that would do that, but that's a marketing decision that The Advocate decided to proceed with. But what about the fact that LSU, for most of us who went to school there, it means something far different than trying to cash in on those three letters?
From the visual brand to the brand itself, the name, you could buy everything from mosquito bait to crawfish to certain trucks. I mean, you name it, they have cast that brand on it. All kind of service, roofs. I mean, the whole branding has been permeated throughout the state in all aspects of business and in all disciplines to include training and learning. Everywhere you go, that brand is on it. So it means a lot to the state. It means a lot to the people here, to speak to the pride. That being said, they've got to be held to an equal high standard when it comes to operating, because there are many people right now telling the young high school seniors, you're going to go to LSU or you're going to go somewhere else. Tim, and that is what we've got to remember at the end of the day.
Tim and Thibodeau, you're on with General Honore. Hi, Tim. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much. General Honore, you make so much sense. It's scary wonderful. Number two, I remember, my degrees are from LSU, and I remember it very fondly. However, let's remember also that the Kingfish, among many questionable things that he did, he also brought Brooks and Warren academically to LSU, as well as Bernie Moore and some others. So it can be done. We just need to have the guts to do it.
All right. And the Kingfish made LSU his top priority, and 20% of the U.S. construction, the entire country, was going on in Louisiana during his reign, and he did it by taxing rich people. And today, you have a hard time doing that if you want to stay in politics.
Absolutely.
So, and LSU, as we know, has been starved for money, And it's amazing. I think King Alexander made a good point. He had 16 budget cuts, and yet he kept the trains rolling out there and got very little credit for it. But what about the fact that LSU and other universities, and there are many other fine ones in Louisiana, you attended one of them, they're just not being fed the life support they need.
I think we all ate the Jindal crackers in reducing and stopping the Staley plan, which was working, and people bought into that in reducing taxes and putting more of the burden on the students to pay their way through school as opposed to being a state-supported school. And we bought into it. It happened in the legislature. That's what he wanted to do. And look what we've got, a total reduction in the amount of money going to universities. Now they have to put that burden on the students, which build up more student debt. It's a shame because state universities should be a value to our students, and it's turned out to be a burden.
Chuck calling, I think it's from Spelman, Louisiana. Chuck, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. And a general honore from an old Vietnam Marine Corps fighter pilot, Simple Cadellis, and good morning to you.
Morning, Marine.
I got a question for you, General. What can be done to improve the conditions at the VA clinic in Baton Rouge?
Well, let's talk about that. I go there. They did a small renovation there a couple years ago. But we need to upgrade the access and the services there. And the telephone system is totally broken. If you give me a minute, I'll call down to New Orleans and speak to the director, the administrator. He needs to come here. They need to fix the phone system. For 2 days last week, the phone system weren't working and had trouble getting through there myself. We're going to work on that.
All right.
And you can follow up with me on Facebook or something, and I'll tell you when we're going to get Fernando down here, the director out of New Orleans, to come get this fixed.
Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Hi, Phil. You're on. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Honore. Thank you so much. My question to you is, what do you think about this ethics bill that's been brought to about the board members concerning the Baton Rouge aquifer, that you can't be corrupt and be on the board?
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is Bill 203 by SB 203 by Senator White. And
the same guy who's involved in the Breck bill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same fellow?
He's on that list.
He's a busy guy.
he's a busy man. He's got a lot of stroke. This is a shame. You know, I've been working with the Cavalier Groundwater Commission since 2012, right after I moved back to Louisiana, and going to the board meetings. We've come a long way. And in that process, we asked the state to audit them. They got audited. The audit report came in and clearly state that members on the commission who are appointed by the governor that draw a paycheck from the companies, industry that they represent, the primary ones are Exxon, Georgia Pacific, Entergy, and Baton Rouge Water should not be on the commission. And they sent it to a judge, and it's legally illegal for them to do what they were doing. Well, here come this year, Mr. Bodie White. He want to exempt the Capillary Groundwater Commission from following ethics rule, which means working for a company and then going in a commission that regulate how much mm-hmm. water that company can use. It's a short version of that story. And then he made it retroactive. And you know, this thing is flying through every committee. It's like, why do we have an ethics?
Well, and Bodie used to work rule. For Exxon himself.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's what he's protecting his retirement. I mean, this is like a, we need a recusal law in Louisiana. We don't have it.
Bodie White to be on with us if he so chooses. And General Honoré is fired up for another half hour. We'll be back after this quick pause for the news on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. We're going back to the phone lines in just a moment with General Russell Honoré, Lieutenant General Honoré, who served 37 years in the U.S. Army and was in war zones across the globe and came back home. He led us through Katrina, and then when he retired from the Army, that was, about 2008?
Yes, sir.
2008, he decided to come home. He had a great life in Atlanta, one of the great cities in the universe, and he came back and lives in the Baton Rouge area, and we're proud that he comes here every now and then to give us his pearls of wisdom. A few matters of national import before we go back to the phones. Today, the Advocate's editorial from the newspaper, attacking Liz Cheney's Steve Scalise sells out party's future to Trump. It's apparently that Scalise and the other members of the delegation, Graves and Higgins, Johnson, they're all on the Trump train, let low. They're backing Donald Trump and refuse to even acknowledge that Joe Biden won the presidency fair and square, General Honoré.
Yeah, I mean, this is America. You know, they've got the right to support what they want. The problem is to deny the election.
To
not recognize that President Biden is duly elected to the presidency, I think is a shame. And it does not serve our democracy well when they continue to provoke this lie that the election was stolen. Now, these are grown men elected by people here in Louisiana who are proliferating this lie and last week he failed to adequately state that he think President Biden was duly elected President of the United States. That's taking a big hit on our democracy. We're the world example for this concept of democracy. And, yeah, it's not perfect, but the election was held and Biden won. And the denial of that, I think, is deteriorating the strength of our democracy. And people, I hope, will follow their conscience and not follow people who will perpetrate this lie that the election was stolen. And my compliments to Representative Cheney for her stance and a will to do it again. You vote for who you want, but to proliferate this lie as elected officials and to deny what happened on 1-6, I think is not serving our nation well. If you want to support President Trump, that's your choice. But don't spread that lie that the election was stolen. And that's my big issue with Representative Scalise. I've had many conversations with him and talked about working with him on a couple things to help Louisiana, but this is just a proliferation of a story that I think I wish he was not involved with, nor other members mm-hmm. of our delegation, to try and hurt our democracy.
A couple other headlines today in the New York Times. Texas GOP pushes to join Florida in limiting ballot access. Surprise, surprise. And South Carolina is apparently on the verge of bringing back the firing squad is its preferred method of execution.
Yeah, there's still some guys in government today that want to take us back to the good old days, 1954, 1955. That's where they want to take us to. They're driving the bus in the rearview mirror. They want that dominant power that's not helping our nation. And hopefully the young people coming up will get up and vote. All this can be solved if we can get 98% of our country to vote. All this will be noise, and young people are going to have to get out and vote.
David in Atlanta. David, you're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, David.
Good morning, General.
Morning.
Steve Scalise, who was essentially elected by the same constituency that elected David Duke, who wore a Nazi uniform, I think Steve Scalise ties his political hopes and futures and ambitions to Donald Trump, no friend of minorities. And I think the hate that Trump and Scalise and, represent are un-American and despicable and tantamount to treason.
Well, Elwood, David in Atlanta, the general is... He's nodding, but he's not commenting. So there we go. Thank you for calling. 877-217-5757. Jim and Walker. Jim, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Jim. Actually, it's Stuart downtown. Jim, you hold on. We've got Stuart right in front of you. But Stuart, good morning to you, sir.
Thank you, Jim, and the general and your audience. Jim, I'll implore that you allow me to finish my question prior to disconnecting me, please. General, there are many in the police state of today in America who feel as if to be a barely scraped out of high school 21-year-old, the American Psychological Association, Psychiatric Association, clearly substantiates that at 21 years old, an individual is nowhere near the peak of adult maturation.
All right, so what is your question, Stuart? What is your question?
Do you think that in order to be a policeman, do you think one should be a minimum of 25 years old and have to have a bachelor's degree? Because matriculating through a bachelor's broadens one's horizon prior to interacting with society at large.
I really have no particular expertise on this, but as far as age, we had a great experience that we all know that many a young men and women under 21 or 25 have put their lives and died on the beaches of Normandy, and yeah, they had the courage to do it. I think your proposition is one that might be considered, but we can't hire enough police today. Hiring people to be policemen is hard work right now. I know that from my work at the Capitol and the challenge they have in hiring a policeman with a starting pay of almost $70,000 a year. And all police departments are struggling trying to find people to work. So if we could do that, it sounds, but again, that's not my area of expertise, and I'll defer that to those who know better.
Jim and Walker. Hi, Jim. You're on with General Honore.
Morning, Jim, General Honore. I have a solution for our failing infrastructure, as somebody alluded in a previous comment, is the LSU brand. Let's put the LSU brand on all of the failing infrastructure in the state, and then the state legislature has to make a decision of, do we want the LSU brand to be something that is failing and falling apart or not?
I think we'll leave that to you. But that is an approach. I enjoy your passion that something need to be done. I enjoy your passion.
And I'm into outside-the-box thinkers, and we have more than a few who dial into this show. Thank you, Jim and Walker. Patrick in Innisfail State, speaking of outside-the-box. Patrick, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, good morning. You spoke about limiting voters. I don't think Texas is trying to limit anyone from voting. They're just making sure that who's voting is the person that's voting. And when we're talking about voter fraud, I kind of agree with you, Honore, about, you know, if there's no evidence that there was rigging of the election, don't say there was. But what about the last 4 years where we heard that Trump somehow colluded with Russia and that election was rigged? Do you think that election was rigged as well, or was that one?
Which election?
A fair election. When it came to Trump, did he collude with Russia
to win in 2016?
I think that was fairly litigated, and we moved on.
By the way, the Federal Elections Commission yesterday, on a 2-2 vote, decided not to press any kind of charges against the former president for paying off Stormy Daniels $130,000 in hush money to conceal their affair, the porn star from Baton Rouge. So the president, former president, is home free on that front. So a break for President Donald John Trump. And there were six people on the FEC, three Republicans, three Democrats. And one of the Republicans recused, one of the Democrats abstained, and the others voted party lines 2-2. So president gets a break there. Remember John Bell, not John Bell, but John Edwards, the former senator from North Carolina, who was the VP nominee for the Democrats in 2004 with John Kerry. He almost went to prison for doing something that some would say is far less egregious than Donald John Trump did. Gustavo in Goodwood. Gustavo, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you, sir.
You two gentlemen sound like scorned women. You already got your new guy, Biden. Stop talking about President Trump. I mean, I know he hurt your feelings, but come on. Let's stop talking about him. Talk about Biden and his sex perversions, for example.
All right. I don't know that there's any evidence. I don't think there is, and I would be willing to bet there is no evidence of any kind of perversity involving the current president, but I'm sure he would welcome the opportunity to put his record on that level aside his predecessors. But General Honoré, are we? Gustavo brings up a valid point, I think, in a very crude way, but are we consumed with Trump and it's time to move on? Is it time to quit fixating on the former president? Or is he still news? Is he still relevant?
He's still making news. I mean,
he's trying to come back.
And people want to vote for him, fine. I just take issue with the legislature, our Congress, buying into the concept that the election was stolen. It went through many courts, through judges he appointed, through Republican legislators and voter registration folks. And they need not buy into that lie. They'll have a chance to win the White House back in 4 years and focus on that. But to proliferate a lie that we don't have a legitimate president is a shame.
Dan downtown. Dan, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you, Dan.
Morning. General, are the proposals of Bodie White to be expected in a state where an autocrat like Trump is so popular?
I don't know, sir. It seems like we've got a lot of there's a national association called ALEC that send these what you might say unbelievable bills out on voting and on environmental issues. And I've seen that influence in the state of Louisiana from the National Association. But I don't know. I don't know what motivates Bodie other than his association with industry.
Bodie seems to be a very nice man. Have you talked with him?
I've had dialogue with him in committee, and it was not nice. We were trying to allow drones to be used, and he didn't want that.
All right, back after this. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We'll return to the phone lines in just a minute with General Russell Honoré, but he is head of the Green Army, and he's been at the Capitol with Ernest during this session, and he's following all kinds of bills related to the environment, and there are several bills related to electric cars. In general, it looks like some of lawmakers are trying earnestly to stop what is considered to be the wave of the future. And when I say wave of the future, wave of the present. What's going on?
Well, they continue to pick at this concept of taxing electric cars, either through the sales tax and or fuel or on a special payment because they don't use fossil fuel. And we have two bills this year. One by Freiberg, and I forget the other one here, that are focusing on electric cars. You know, in just about every state in the nation, you can buy an electric car. You can't buy one in Louisiana because of the Louisiana legislature that made that decision. If you want one, you got ordered from Texas. Although Texas is the biggest oil company, and they ain't going to make Tesla cars in Texas, not in Louisiana. And that leads me into another conversation, and that is the one, a bill HB 26 by McCormick that want to make Louisiana a sanctuary state for fossil fuel. Now, this guy.
This is a man from Oil City, yeah.
Yeah, a population of 1,000. And he want to make this problem. It's not a. It's
a sanctuary
illegal
city for
fossil fuel.
All right.
He want to make the state a sanctuary state for fossil fuel. And you can understand why that. He's an oil man. But that's the dilemma we got in the legislature. This guy's in the oil business, and he come to the legislature to proliferate laws that help his business. Because we don't have a right, we don't have a recusal law in the state of Louisiana. And we allow people in business to come here and do things that support their business. But to make Louisiana a sanctuary state is crazy. It makes no sense because it will defy federal law. And it's against the law to create a law that defies federal regulations. And guess what? It's gone through committee. Every committee it goes through, it passed through. This is ridiculous. And I hope that's one the governor will also veto.
Charles in New Roads. Hi, Charles. You're on with Lieutenant General Russell Honore.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to go back for a second to the LSU discussion. I'm shocked but not surprised to discover that when Ms. Mulkey and her entourage came to town, they were in a private jet. Looked like a Gulfstream jet, maybe in the $25 to $40 million range. You know, I never heard that LSU purchased this jet. Did they do that under the radar? And then they were brought from the airport to the campus in two black Mercedes-Benz van limos customized that easily had to cost $100,000 apiece. This is just a giant athletic department with a small university attached at the hip. Do you agree?
Does he have a point, General?
Well, I did not think that was a good look, but who am I to...
This is for a program that loses about $5 million a year, too.
Right. This is a public university, and they have a lot of friends. And this is not unusual in the sports world and in college athletics for supporters to loan their jets and vehicles and make a big deal of the stars. But I want to see when this guy Tate show up, will they send a private jet to get him? Will it be a police escort? Will there be bands playing? Not. He's going to show up on a Delta jet, and somebody from the university might pick him up, and somebody, one of you reporters will try to chase him down for an interview. There will be no bands and parades with the new president showing up. But
and
this
he, won't
is
be,
a,
he won't be making $3 million a year either.
Right. Don't
he
get
won't
me started.
Making $1 million.
Don't get me started on that.
But this is a state in which the governor earns $135,000 a year and the LSU football coach earns $7 million a year.
It's a business.
Ike and Gonzalez. Ike, please be brief. You're on with the general. Hi, Ike.
Good morning, General and Jim.
Yes, sir.
General, should local ICAP approval authorities require their applicants to waive Louisiana Revised Statute 3051?
All right. You're fading on us, Ike, but what about the statute that Ike refers to regarding ITEP?
Yeah, ITEP is totally broken. The governor tried to fix it, and the legislature keep toying with it, trying to adjust it, because industry want the tax breaks. And that those tax breaks come at the peril of our school systems. The parishes don't collect enough taxes from industry. And they're relying on the state, don't have money to give them, and many of our school systems don't have the money they need because they're giving up tax exemptions to industry. Right here in Baton Rouge, East Baton Rouge Parish school system give up millions of dollars every year to Exxon, enough to probably build two or three schools every year if we were not given those tax exemptions for Exxon.
All right, Jason and Jones Creek says the bridge over the Calcasieu River you mentioned was never supposed to be an interstate bridge. It was originally built as U.S. 90 and grandfathered into the interstate system to save money. It's been a substandard bridge from the beginning. That's from Jason.
I defer to Jason. Jason, right. Know a part of history I don't know. Thanks, Jason.
But we do have bridges that are in deplorable condition that are traveled frequently. Will it take some kind of cataclysmic disaster for people to become fixated on whether we need some kind of infrastructure improvement?
No, I don't know. You know, we challenged right here in Baton Rouge, and I moved back here in 2009, and we're still talking about a new bridge that moved traffic around Baton Rouge, and it still hasn't happened, and they're still talking. and we don't have the money to do it. So I hope that was part of the conversation yesterday, too, to improve our infrastructure.
Well, for those who want Baton Rouge to be more like Houston, well, we do have Houston kind of traffic. There is no doubt. In fact, probably worse than Houston, because in Houston you generally have to go a farther distance, and it takes about an hour if you're working 15 miles from where you live. But in Baton Rouge, sometimes it takes an hour if you're living 2 or 3 miles from where you work.
Absolutely. And getting across that river is a choke point. And we built the new bridge in the decade, but we put it in St. Francisville. Another one of great ideas from the Louisiana legislature. Put it in St. Francisville. What the hell?
They did name it after some generals, though.
Oh, that was a cool, good move.
You after, like that. You
after
like
a bunch of debate.
But, yeah, well, it's in St. Francisville.
Right. Yeah, that's where the legislature put it. Well, a great job. Legislature didn't know all about everything.
Yeah. The Horace Wilkinson Bridge, built in 1971. 50th anniversary, by the way. We should have a party, and it's called the New Bridge.
The 50, New Bridge.
50 years later. Yeah.
It's a good bridge. We just need another one.
Yeah, we need another one. A listener asked if it was you, and it may have been you, saying we need to double-deck it. Is that possible?
I don't know. That'd be something for Sean Wilson and his crew to figure out. The problem is you're still coming to the same choke point on each side. I think the answer is if Shreveport has a bypass, okay, mm-hmm. Lake Charles have a bypass.
Alexandria has a bypass.
Hello, the Louisiana legislature. Boy, they can do some good things.
I'm sure you're winning a lot of friends at the legislature today, General, but when they see you, do they run the other way, or do they say, hey, General, what do you think?
No, by and large, we have mutual respect. It's not the individual. It's the collective work that they do there is the problem. And they don't get paid enough for what they do, but some of them do because they come to the legislature to pass laws to help their business. But I do respect the fact that they are serving.
Buddy in New Orleans. Hi, Buddy. You're on with General Honoré, Buddy.
Hey, Jim. I'm just calling in response to the guy that was talking about the election being rigged, but that people also saying the election with Trump was rigged. I think it's two different things. Nobody or very few people, if any, are saying that the Russians actually changed the votes. They unduly influenced the election. I think that's been proven, but it was not fraudulent in the fact that the votes themselves were changed, while people are actually saying that the votes themselves were changed in the case of Biden.
Yeah, Buddy's right on at that.
Yeah, he thought about it. That's a better answer than what I gave.
Yeah, well, yeah. Thank you, Buddy, for your cogent analysis of 2016 and 2020. Is that Henry? Henry at the Country Club. Getting in at the wire. Henry, good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Jim, and good morning, General. I got a couple clarifications. One thing is I checked on that airplane when it happened because I thought that was a bad sign, but it turns out that's Acadian Ambulance's airplane,
and,
so
that gentleman
didn't cost
is on
us
the,
taxpayers anything.
He's on the LSU board, Richard Zuschlag.
Absolutely. The other thing is that bridge in St. Francisville, that was to appease former warden Burl Kane, so that he wouldn't have to go the long way around if the ferry was out.
Boy, I tell you what. Honeycutt go have fun with that one writing that story.
General Honoré, it's good to hear you laugh. Good to hear you laugh. You know, you have a good laugh.
Well, I'm from Porcupine. We know how to laugh.
Yeah, but all I hear is you're stuck on stupid. Put that gun down. It's like most people think you're a ferocious guy, but you're actually a fun fellow, aren't you?
This is a great Porcupine joke here.
Well, General, it's always a pleasure. Keep going. Session ends June 10th, so we'll be checking in with the General for Finish Line Assessment. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services provide signature support. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day out there, and we'll be back.
Take a shot. Take a shot.
Stay safe.